This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Watch the news and the anchors to tell us what was going on. Paul and Jordana and DJ, thank you for joining us on a Wednesday. Hope your day is going well. Things have changed, and it's fascinating to me, Jordana, how things have shifted. You know, people still watch Fox News. They still watch CNN for information, although it's usually, you know, talking heads.
Or theater.
It's usually theater. It's panel discussions. Thank you for your opinion. I don't really care. Just give me the news. What's new? Has the world blown up? What should I know? It's fascinating to me that with what's happening with Russia threatening Ukraine, surrounding, you know, literally three sides of Ukraine, 150,000 troops, missiles, tanks, much of the information that we are relying on is coming from social media. Russians posting photos and videos on Twitter and TikTok, like this one.
Коли будуть нариватися, тоді будемо атакувати, одним словом.
Yeah.
Погоду ми не вибираємо та час. Ми готові завжди дати гідну відсіч.
Водка.
Особо так я вам би
сказав. I have no idea what he said.
Can you translate?
No, I have no idea. But if you go on,
is it a soldier talking?
No, these are citizens, and they're posting videos of trains carrying armament, missiles, tanks,
Oy.
Jeeps. They don't call them Jeeps, obviously. But it's fascinating to me. And in many cases, military analysts and even the CIA, the Defense Department, relying on some of these videos, ground truth. Of course, you know, we have a lot of assets, things that they don't reveal. But it's fascinating to me that now some of the information is coming boots on the ground in the form of citizen journalists who are videotaping these trains and convoys, posting them on social media. And, you know, it's harder for the Russians to say, well, we're withdrawing troops now. Yeah, we're withdrawing, when in fact we see more troops heading to the border. And we can verify that with video from Russian citizens, which I just find fascinating. It's a brave new world.
Yeah, it's sort of like the Arab Spring when the internet was showing us or showing young Arab youth fighting back against regimes that they found unfair or autocratic. That's what the world needs. I mean, that's the beauty of the internet. That is the good part of the internet, where people can show their truths, provided that the video's not doctored or it's not a deep fake or it's not propaganda. I mean, that's what It's for if you can shoot, you know, even live video of horrific crimes of authoritarians or whomever committing horrific crimes against regular citizens. That is our truth, and that should be shown. And if people are using TikTok to get that message across, and it's the truth, the more truth, the better. We want to see it. You know, my kids, look, they're teenagers. It's not like they're watching news. And we talk a lot in my house, just because of who their mother is, about credible sources and where to get news. But they see a lot of this stuff come across TikTok and Instagram, and they will ask me about it. Hey, mom, what do you know about this? What do you know? Is this real? Is this real? They know better that, you know, than to just ingest all of it and not question it. But boy, these citizen journalists are doing a service. If, you know, it's not 100% showing both sides of whatever is happening, at least it's getting information out there. So people who are viewing it can use critical thinking skills and say, hey, what's really going on here? Or delve deeper or understand a situation better. I love seeing videos like those. And I applaud the people, because I imagine in Russia, if you post that on TikTok, you could get in a lot of trouble.
I don't know. That's what has me scratching my head, because
yeah,
if you look, there are thousands of these videos, and maybe some of them are fakes, and hopefully our intelligence agencies, the folks in the Defense Department who are tracking this stuff, know what's real from what's fake. And speaking of intelligence, I've noticed this time around, the administration and the Defense Department is releasing information about what Russia is up to. A couple of days ago, apparently officials had some intelligence that Russia might fabricate a pretext for an invasion, a false flag operation. So in other words, go in, wreak havoc, blow a few things up in the eastern Ukraine, and then the Russians would say, hey, see, you know, they need us. We need to go in and restore order. And in the past, we would have kept that quiet. Now, the administration is releasing that information, kind of calling Russia's bluff and saying, you know what? You may think it's a secret what you're up to. It's not. We know what you're up to, and we're going to publish it. And so far, it's had a restraining effect on Putin. Mm. We'll see if they go in. I don't think anybody knows. I'm not sure Putin knows. But all I know is this. In March, it gets much harder to launch an attack, because the ground gets muddy, soggy as things warm up. As the ground thaws out, suddenly those tanks would become almost impossible to remove from Ukraine if they go in. Hopefully they don't. But yeah, it's interesting how things are changing with social media and video and citizen journalism, stuff we didn't have even, you know, during Operation Desert Storm and some of the recent conflicts. But now we get a lot of different points of view that we didn't get before.
I like what you said. The truth is having a restraining effect on Putin.
Maybe.
Often, Paul, I'm quoting you back to yourself, because that was profound. The truth often has a restraining effect on dictators or unfairness or unjust situations around the world. The truth is very powerful.
It is, as we're going to find out in this next segment, right?
Yes. Yesterday, Prince Andrew, yes, the royal, or they probably excommunicated him by now, but reached a settlement in a civil sexual assault case for sexually assaulting on three separate occasions a woman when she was 17. I will speak with Brooke Morath. Brooke was featured in the podcast that I did, Inside the News, Investigating Rape, and a series that we did with the Star Tribune. She is a survivor, a rape survivor, and an advocate. She is an advocate for victims' rights. I want to know what she thinks about this settlement. You'll hear from Brooke Morath next. Yesterday, Prince Andrew, the royal Prince Andrew, reached a settlement in a civil sexual assault case. Over the summer, Virginia Goffrey sued the prince, accusing him of sexually assaulting her on three different occasions when she was underage. She was only 17. One of those instances was on, she says, was on Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Now, Prince Andrew has repeatedly denied responsibility. By the way, the queen has distanced herself from Prince Andrew. Now, he has agreed to make a, quote, substantial donation to Giffrey's charity in support of victims' rights. He's acknowledged her as an established victim of abuse, Of course, he didn't admit guilt, but he claims she is an established victim of abuse who suffered because of unfair public attacks, but he is not admitting that he assaulted her. Her lawyer, of course, says, look, this whole situation speaks for himself, but it is a settlement in a civil sexual assault case. It got me wondering how victims of sexual assault feel about these settlements and if that is true justice. Brooke Morath is the subject of one of my podcasts. She has since become a friend. She is a confidant of mine when I have sensitive topics that are involving victims' rights. I often go to Brooke, as I did this morning. She is now a graduate of the University of Minnesota. She is a research tech with the Mayo Clinic, has a master's degree in public health policy and ethics, and she is a victim advocate. And if you remember the backstory, Brooke was raped on the university campus by a stranger. She was pushed down in the snow, raped violently next to her car as she was going to pick up a friend from the airport. And the Minneapolis police bungled her case and did not find her rapist, even though there were some leads. Her rapist was eventually arrested just a few years ago. And Brooke is joining us now to talk about that sense of justice and the Prince Andrew case. So, Brooke, I'm so happy to have you back on the show, sweetie.
I'm always happy to be invited, especially for these more nuanced, challenging topics, like you mentioned.
And this one is, it's not, I mean, your situation, I mean, you went through hell. You went through hell, years and years of not knowing what if your rapist was ever going to be found, years of bungled opportunities. But finally, you did receive justice. You know, a guy from Ham Lake was arrested in your rape. I mean, when he was arrested and booked, did you feel a sense of complete justice?
I don't know that that complete justice is attainable. But I will say that I felt justice to the best of whether it's the investigators who took over the case and the prosecution. I think to the best of their ability, justice was absolutely served in my experience.
Mm-hmm. And I know it can never be complete because of what your rapist took from you. And I totally understand that. I hope I didn't ask the wrong question there. So I appreciate your nuanced answer. I know that you've been following this Prince Andrew case. They reached a civil sexual assault settlement. What did you think when you heard that, you know, he's making a donation and not admitting guilt? What is your reaction to that?
I guess I have multiple reactions from different perspectives. It's easy, I feel, to be frustrated when there's not admissions of guilt. However, I think it's very important to remember that it is a civil case and not criminal, and the expectation or hope that there would be a formal admission of guilt was never an outcome that could be expected. So I think, but that doesn't change the fact that, of course, it's frustrating, especially with this degree of suspected perpetration and just how far it goes. You know, I think we all share that desire to see accountability and the establishment of guilt on a more formal level. So I do understand that. But I also think it's from a victim perspective, I don't think my personal opinions on the case, I think ultimately don't matter. I think what matters is what Virginia's opinion and outlook is on the matter. And if she feels a sense of justice, then I feel that is what matters. That is the threshold.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Brooke, this is Paul. Thank you again for coming on. And I admire you, your courage, your ability to take a really awful experience and turn it into a positive and inspire other people to stand up and make their voices heard. I'm just curious, are things getting better? And specifically with social media, you know, we decry cancel culture. Other people say it's not cancel culture, it's accountability culture. Between what's happening on social media
I mean, look at, I mean, Jeff Zucker, the top guy at NBC, you know, Andrew Cuomo, Chris Cuomo. I mean, powerful people with money, and they're having to come to terms with their behavior. Doesn't matter how much money. It's shining a light. Stuff that might have happened in the darkness 20 years ago, it's harder to get away with stuff today than it was. And it's, I hope it's easier to have true accountability, that if you are the victim, that, you know, there can, in fact, be justice. Do you think we're heading in the right direction or not?
I personally feel as though we are. It can be difficult to gauge, I think, especially with social media, as you were saying, and there's a lot of thought terminating cliches being tossed around, but I do think the trajectory is positive.
Well, that's encouraging.
It's tough to say, I think we can fall easily into the trap of thinking, because of all the publicity and accessibility to these stories, that we're no longer in the dark. But again, we only know so much. You know, we don't know all the details of what goes on behind the scenes and whatnot. So I think we're a bit quick to formulate opinions and judge, you know, how dire or hopeful the situation is. But nonetheless, I do believe we're headed in the right direction.
Okay.
Brooke, share with us a little bit about your advocacy work. I know we spoke a few weeks ago when I spoke to somebody about a task force that was talking to police about the carjackings that were happening in Minneapolis and the suburbs. And you're involved in that. So tell us a little bit about your advocacy work and what you're up to now.
I don't have a formal advocacy position, but I do serve in my free time on the Minnesota Sentencing Guidelines Commission. I assume that's what you're referencing. And
yes.
So that's just providing a voice for victims in determining the different guidelines and whatnot when it comes to felony sentencing and advising the legislature and whatnot. And the current issue that you referenced is on the custody status point.
Are they listening? Is the legislature listening to the task force? Do you, and it's sort of a two-part question. Also, I know MPD has had its share of problems lately, but since we did deny justice and since we did the series on how they, you know, prosecute and investigate rape, do you feel that they have taken the work seriously, and is it getting better for victims of violent crimes?
I think it's a bit difficult for me to speak for the legislature specifically, but I can say the work that I've done more on an individual level, that's really my favorite area to work within, is just that one-on-one with local partnerships and whatnot. But so through those more community-based initiatives and whatnot, I've seen a lot of truly compassionate individuals and leaders who are making, not just saying that they want to reform, but enacting effective policies and procedures. So again, I think trying to gauge based upon the greater narratives and discussions can be a little bit misleading. And when you really look at on the more local levels, I see very promising efforts. Now that's just one person's experience, but I'm hopeful.
That's good. We appreciate that, and we feed off your hope and optimism. Brooke Morath, thank you for joining us today. We wish you nothing but the best going forward. So thanks
you,
for
Brooke.
Coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me back.
You bet.
You got it. Yeah, she her story is so inspiring, and the fact that she is continuing to work in advocacy and work one-on-one with victims, you know, stay in that space of being violated and helping others through it. It takes an enormous amount of compassion to do the work that she does, and she is extraordinary.
Absolutely. So
I'm sick of, we're going to shift gears, take a deep breath, and do something fun. It's going to be fun for
Good.
Me. I don't think it's going to be fun for DJ or Jordana. Uh-oh. One of them will lose.
And, oh,
and
no.
I'm sick of losing at these quizzes. It's just, it's like a hobby. What do you do? Well, I get a lot of these quizzes wrong on CCO. We're going to see how well they do. But I know I am. Yeah, it's not big time. When we come back, snowboard slang. Both Jor and DJ like to snowboard. We'll see who has the slang down best when we come back on CCO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, okay. Wait. What? So this is a combination quiz and words. Snowboarding slang, which you guys should ace because you're both...
See, I'm not that cool, though. DJ's cool. I'm not really cool.
Well, look, any woman who's well into their 40s who learns how to snowboard in their mid-40s, that's the
fair
definition of
that.
Cool to me. If you start snowboarding at 45 and not 10, I mean, that's pretty pretty amazing.
Okay, I'll take it.
Well, you guys both think I'm cool. With my mom, that makes three people that think I'm cool. So.
Hey, take the compliment while you can, right?
For now, your kids. Just wait till they turn 12.
That's true.
Then it's done. Yeah.
Okay, so here are the rules.
Okay.
Six questions, three apiece. multiple choice. Mm-hmm. Please wait until I read all of the answers.
Okay.
Potential answers, and then good luck. Go with God. May the best person, the best, most prolific, most intelligent snowboarder win. Here we go. Question number one for Jordana.
Okay.
Another name for a jump. Again, we're talking snowboarding here. Another name for a jump is A, a pop, B, a trick, C, a kicker.
Oh, God. God, I don't know the answer. I'm going to say a pop.
DJ, you know this one?
Yeah, it's a kicker.
It's a kicker, yeah.
Of course.
Definitely would not have guessed that. Yeah, nope. Knows. Don't go over jumps. It's a kicker. Nope, borders, nope. Just happy if I don't fall down.
That's smart, yes. Please avoid the jumps. Borders kick in the air to perform a trick before landing back on the snow. If you're kicking, you're getting air, getting some serious air time,
okay.
Right,
there
DJ?
There you go.
That's right, Paul. That's right.
All right. Okay, DJ.
Mm-hmm.
When you're on your board and you bail, you have officially A, wiped out, B, left the slopes before your friends did, C, got air but didn't do a trick.
No, that would be A, if you bail, you wipe out.
That is correct.
Yeah, I know.
You are correct. Yes. On the slopes, a bail means you fell on your board and wiped out big time. Yeah.
Boy, I bail a lot.
Yeah.
All right. Jory, you can still, come on, you can still claw back.
Right,
you're not out of this. You're not out
hit
of this.
Me.
Slang for fresh snow. What is slang, snowboard slang for fresh snow? A, frosted flakes. B, pow. Or C, oatmeal high.
Pow. It's pow.
You are.
I thought he was going to throw some cocaine in there. I was getting a little worried.
I thought you'd go for frosted flakes. I like that.
Well, it's pow.
Did you
powder
shred,
pow?
Did you shred some pow this morning, Jordana?
Let me tell you, the pow. Well, I'll tell you, I had a hard day. My steroids are kicking in hard, so I haven't slept in over 2 days. So I had a hard morning. I took one run, and it was challenging. But it's snowing on top of the mountain today, and my husband was loving it. It's all fresh powder. It's great for the boarders because we appreciate that because we can push in, and it just you feel so safe. You can go you just feel a lot safer when there's fresh powder, and it's still snowing outside now. So tomorrow's going to be amazing. So I hope I feel a little bit better so I can go more. But yeah, we got some fresh pow today.
Shred some pow.
Woo! Yes.
Okay. All right, DJ, this is for you.
Okay.
Well done, Jor. Well done. What are lifties? What's a lifty?
Okay.
Is it slang for people who operate ski lifts?
Mm-hmm.
B, obstacles you jump over, or C, crude term for push-up bras. What's a lifty?
Yeah, good try, but that would be A. And I think like last week it was like celebrate your lifty day, and you're supposed to do something nice to your lift operator. So that would be A.
Exactly, you are correct.
Have you guys noticed that these are the happiest people in the universe, the lifties?
Yeah.
As soon as you get on the lift, they're like, have a great day. How you guys doing today? You good? Everyone good? Oh, you're going to have a great time out there. They are the happy. I don't know if they're all high, but they're the happiest people in the world.
They're definitely high. When I was snowboarding in San Diego last week, you could smell it getting off. There's this old guy with a cowboy hat and a boombox out there, and he was jamming, and you could smell it.
Yes.
Do they mind being called lifties?
No,
that's derogatory.
No.
Okay.
That's what they are. They're lifties.
Like a carny.
Yeah, you want to be a lifty.
Yeah.
Curry.
I want to be a lifty. Yeah.
Not a bad gig. All right, Jor, here you go. You're still in this. It's 2-1 for DJ.
Mm-hmm.
When you're snowboarding to your fullest potential on difficult or challenging terrain, you are A, superboarding, B, shredding, C, carving.
Oh, well, I feel like you could be either carving or shredding. I would say you're shredding because you're shredding it up. Like carving is just kind of you're going on your edges. I would say shredding.
You are correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Oh, absolutely. Photo finish. It's 2-2.
All right.
DJ, you can pull ahead.
Okay.
The term zeech, Z-E-E-C-H, zeech or zeechy refers to A,
an allergic reaction triggered by seeing your ex on the slopes. B, landing a trick well. Or C, Zeech refers to a failure to commit to a trick, usually on a rail.
Oh. I don't know this one, to be honest. It's not whatever the first mumbo jumbo you said was.
Mm-hmm. Nothing about your ex.
I'm going to go with the C, the failure to commit when you're heading onto a rail.
Is correct.
Look at that.
It's slang for...
That was too technical for him to make up.
If it was Zeech, exactly. it look, I tried. It wasn't all that great, but I tried. So,
well done, DJ.
Yeah.
See, DJ's with the hip crowd, but I'm, you know, old lady out there doing my best to stay alive.
That's good. Just remain upright. That's huge. Forget the tricks. Your trick is getting to the bottom of the slopes intact. Okay?
Exactly. That's my trick. Not breaking anything
DJ.
On the way
you
down.
Win nothing but my admiration.
Okay, great. Thanks.
DJ, it is nice out here, and I'll tell my friend to open her home to you if you want to take a trip out here.
Okay, sounds good. I'll come shred some pow. I promise I won't
there you
zeech
go.
Or
shred
whatever.
Some
I don't know.
Zeechy.
Zeechy. Zeechy, man. You say the E at the end?
Zeech.
I don't think so either. We have to ask somebody cooler than all of us, you guys.
Yes.
That was fun. Good job on that quiz, Paul. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun.
Hey, when we return, Mike Max is going to be joining us. U.S. men's hockey team was 47.3 seconds away from making it to the semifinals. No spoilers here. Mike Max is next.
Mike Max Sports, brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Coldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, I can't wait. We can't wait to talk about the Twins, to have the games on our air here on CCO. Today would have been the date pitchers and catchers reported to spring training in Fort Myers. Do we have any sense? Are the talks on track here with this lockout?
They're not on track, but I wouldn't say they're off track, meaning I think they could get to a place pretty quickly, but they need a deadline. They need something that says if we don't get it done by now, then we're going to miss the first week of the season. Something like that that'll get their attention. They can get there if they want. They just it's the dancing around. It's the you know, all the stuff that goes into it. They're typical negotiations, and everybody says, why don't they just get it done right now? We're talking to Terry Steinbach about this last week because he was a union rep when he played, and he said he remembered being in this situation where he's going, well, why don't they do any? Let's go. And Donald Fear was the head of the players union at that time. He says, just stay calm. When they want to get it done, we'll get it done. And then it happened in about 24 hours once they decided to meet and get serious about it, and they haven't gotten to that point yet.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time. It's
come
right
on, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go, right? We're ready for some baseball. This winter's been hard
and long.
I mean, spring
trainings have been missed by a lot of fans, the last couple of years. COVID and everything else. And spring training's a jewel to many.
So fun.
And it's just one of those things that you want to experience or have an option to experience. And, of course, the Twins have done a wonderful job of building that complex down there, Hammond Stadium, and all the amenities that they put into that thing. It's, it's such a big piece of this baseball culture up here that people travel down there to see the games, and I hope they can get back and feel normal here. But first, they got to get a deal.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little winter hockey. U.S. men's team was, David wrote, 47.3 seconds away from making it to the semifinals. But alas, it was not to be.
Yeah, to overtime and then into a shootout eventually. Slovakia wins it, knocks them out. So that's a tough one. Especially to be that close, and they put this group of college kids together late in the game. Of course, the NHL bowed out, but several Gophers will come back home. They play Penn State this weekend. Talking to Bob Motzko earlier today, the Gopher head coach, and he said, he's been that world competition. He says, we're just going to let our kids breathe a little bit because you really do get cranked up to play for your country, and you expected to win today. You expected that you'd have a chance, and I didn't know this. This is an interesting side note. Matthew Nyes, who plays for the Gophers, came here from Arizona, of all places. They lost to Slovakia today, and his parents are both first-generation immigrants from Slovakia, so it had to be an interesting watch for them today.
Oof.
That's a great story.
Maxie, what else are you tracking? We have about a minute left.
Well, Kevin O'Connell, the press release came out from the Vikings. It's now officially official, so we can officially talk about the official new head coach, the Minnesota Vikings.
Okay.
Anyway, he will come tomorrow. The only thing left was when's the press conference. Well, now we know it's tomorrow at 4 p.m. He will address the media. So we'll get to know him tomorrow. Be out there for that. Tubby Smith, the former Gopher coach, is retiring from High Point University, his alma mater. He's coached, since he left the Gophers, he went down to Texas Tech, Memphis, and now High Point. So he's had three stops since. But he got COVID twice, and the second time he missed a lot of time, and he's 70 years old. So he said, I'll turn it over to my son here while the season's still going and see if he can get the job, Gigi. And he's going to retire from step away from basketball. So that's kind of an interesting note because he's been doing it so long.
Wow. Okay.
And you filled in, so no show tonight, but thanks, Mikey. We'll be watching on
Wolves
TV.
Yeah, tonight, so we'll have that 6:30 pregame.
Thanks, Mikey.
You got it. Have an awesome day.
Hey.
When we return... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sure. Can we change things up?
Sure.
Americans less likely to have sex, partner up, and get married than ever. Some downright...
Oh, no.
Terrifying statistics. And it's not just the pandemic. It seems to be a long-term trend. That and commuting times have gone down. The good and the bad next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.